Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, I'll give you the jokey question about the playoffs in a minute. But when it comes to that performance there, that's brilliant. And after Bamber Bridge as well, you didn't think it could get any better. And there we are, scoring 10 goals over Easter.
Can I say it? 5-star performance.
You can.
Listen, Ben, I like this term that I heard someone say, mentality monsters. And I challenge the boys in there, the mental strength of that group, the talent in that group, some of the things we've been through as a squad or the lads who've been here all season, they're unbelievable. And I'm hoping that I can go to the likes of Dave Charles and say, give me Keane Baru for another year, because he is exceptional. And Dante Gabin on pace, a front two in Fazu, who's just an animal.
Yeah.
Max Kane, again, another two. Don't anybody ever tell me, question our team, when you can't roll out Michael Donoghue, because he is probably the best player in the league. The standout player. He's fit, he's tenacious, he's 25-year-old. And then a look behind it, Curtis Jones, the experience is a colossal. Young Jan playing next to him, who had a rest Saturday with Doddy, and then young Ethan who comes in, Guy Hall. But the most pleasing person was Dan Lavercombe. We've worked on Dan, his shape, his positional play. He likes to play a bit deep at times. Today, everything he did was 10 out of 10. He started position, he's kicking, he's catching, he saves, he's clean sheet. He was our rock today, and then that allowed us to play free flow and attacking football that we like to do. So I'm just really happy, and you know, I couldn't be more prouder of that group. And yeah, just well done. And you know, the fans were in fine voice. They were brilliant.
I can't remember enjoying watching FC United as much in the last few weeks for a long time, where it's consistently good football. Going back to South Shields, you know, Morpeth away, where it was a proper away performance. It was, you know, I did the highlights of the Morpeth game. Morpeth did nothing.
No.
Okay, so and it's just carried on. You must be delighted with the way we're closing the season out.
I don't want to sound like a broken record. I don't want to sound tedious. It was another rebuild when the players went who went. You know, the players had injuries, and we had to rebuild. And we know the DNA. We know exactly what we want. You know, and I remember, it's at Keane Baru, I think one of his first games, I had to take him off at half time. I had to rescue the lad, but I could still see the talent in him. And then you could see Dante Gabidon, the talent in him. And I don't want to just name individuals, but the pace, the power, some of the things that Keane did in front of our fans in the second half was just on another level. And that kid will go and play, you know, Football League, I'm sure. But come on, child, let me nurture him for one more year, and that's going to be the message. But in terms of the football doesn't change. Sometimes the personnel has to change. Sometimes they don't play the way they can play, but it isn't for the want of trying. And you've seen, you know, I set them the challenge, 18 from 18, tongue in cheek, you got 12 from 12. And I've just said to him now, go and enjoy yourself. Let's get ready for Stafford Saturday, and there'll be a big crowd, you know, after that today, because that was incredible. That's the best. That is the best, Ben, that I have had at FC United today. Some of the football was exquisite. And
On this pitch,
the mentality, though, I go back to it, of them individuals, you know, even though I had to say Keegan and Doddy today, I'm sorry about, you know, not being able to get you on, or young Jan Saturday, they just buy into it. And they want to play for the badge, they want to play for the club. And I said to him, show that, and you'll be back in summer.
And it's a little thing, but when Sangare was substituted, it's a little thing, but it was very like Gladiator, wasn't it? He goes off to the crowd over on the far side. He could have come off here, but he goes off over there. He takes it all in, and it's stuff like that. That's, dare I say it, that goes back to the first couple of seasons of FC United. I've been missing that.
I sent him there. I don't know if you saw it. I turned him around and went, go on. He deserves the accolade, because he is a fantastic player. you know, and he's nowhere near fit yet. You wait till he gets fit, he's loving it.
He's Mark Hughes.
He is, yeah. and he deserved the fans. You know, I'm sure they'll get a song about him soon. I'm sure he'll get, you know, off the mark soon. But you could see it at Shields, what he did to their two centre-halves. He did it the same to Macaulay Wilson Saturday. He's just an exceptional talent. But then you've got the willing runner and the goal scorer that is Max Kane. Another two today. He's loving his time here and just loves playing for this football club. And, you know, they don't want the season to end, but they'll come back in summer and they'll get the chance to go again, because goal scorers are hard to find. But we know the players out there, and if we do things the right way, then the way we do things, and we look after the players where we do, we create that camaraderie and that cohesion, and people want to come and play for you. And unfortunately, you know,
I know you keep saying you're going to have to make a couple of changes in that, but I'm struggling to see where, because at the minute this team is performing really well, and I'm not going to get you to commit to it now, not even finish the season. But you've got, like, at the back there, Jones and Palinkas have just, they've taken Gilchrist out of the game completely. Mm. He's had a couple of chances, but not too many. And then in midfield, we give him man of the match to Michael Donoghue, because I've run out of things to say about Michael Donoghue, but that was just...
With Griffiths, his header, you know.
Oh, I've not even got to the corners yet, mate.
well, we'll go over that in a minute. But it's just... Well, do we have to tweet? Yeah, you know, I'm going to put a little bit of pressure on the club here to get things even better behind the scenes, because we need more money, and we don't need more money to pay big money. We need more money to get us a bigger squad, because you can't. We 16 players. When someone's not getting in, they move on. Let's go and see if we can get a bit more money to pay like 18 and 19 like other clubs do, so we can maybe not have as many players through the window, and we can develop that consistency, and we're luckier next season with injuries and suspensions or whatever it may be. And you know, you'll always lose games of football, you know, it's how you bounce back from them. And you know, when we you know, you beat Shields and then you go and lose, and then we bounce back with four on the spin, and it's good. It's like Bamber Bridge today, they lost to us, they bounced back today, and that's what we want. But we've got a crop that are exciting. They wanna play for me and the football club, and you know, for as a manager, you just love it. You'd absolutely love it. And listen, you know, it's that old saying, isn't it? You don't win anything with kids, but you need that experience. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. But at the minute, the playing and the confidence is red hot. And you know, we're gonna have a couple of injuries now in Wollaton and Griffiths, but it is what it is, and that's why we need a little bit more depth in our squad.
Obviously, Griffiths picked up his injury from the header. Almost a carbon copy of the Potts one. I'm looking forward to seeing the movement for the goal. Like Potts' one for South Shields was, the movement was another level, actually. But we've already mentioned Mike Faulkner this weekend after the Bamber Bridge corner. We've scored two corners today.
Don't ask me to give him any more compliments.
No. I've jumped ship, and I've done the match report for Gainsborough for Stafford and told them, don't give FC corners. It's just brilliant, isn't it? I mean,
and listen, Mike's been frustrated, you know, when things don't come off at times defensively or attacking on our zone or attacking. But when it does, as a manager, as a assistant manager, as a coach, whatever you are, it's credit where credit's due, and he does so much work on him, and it is nice when you get your rewards. And maybe we haven't got as many this season as we could have done. The ball hasn't dropped in the right area, but today that movement across the front poles, Potsy at Shields, Griffiths today, the movement around the back stick where Donoghue on Saturday, it's great when they come off, you know. And you've just got to credit the staff, because the staff do that. You know, they ask me, what do you think? And I say, yeah, you go and roll it out, you go and show the lads, and that's where the autonomy goes. They've got the autonomy to go and do that, and I'm just really happy that they get a lot of plaudits and credit for what they do behind the scenes, which is pleasing as a manager.
Well, credits and plaudits to everyone today. Yeah. Some players who played 11 out of 10, in my humble opinion, this afternoon. Yeah. But Neil, big congratulations. Just to let you know, 5 points from the playoffs, six points still available to play for, 18 points from 18, still the target.
And if you're listening back home, you haven't come today, please grab hold of your mate. Make it 2,500 on Saturday. I really want to see 2,500. And I know we might not be able to get in the playoffs, but this squad, this crop of players deserve that kind of turnout for our last game of the season. And trust me, you know, I promise you that we'll go and strengthen it. We'll go and keep the majority of these, and we'll try and do better next season. But, you know, I'd love 2,500 in on Saturday. It would just make everything for me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.